In any case, he had already had his own extra-vehicular adventure on the Gemini 10 mission, going out to retrieve a meteorite collector from a dead Agena rocket, gliding across the night sky with perfect and stately grace, like a god. It didn't matter that, after Apollo 11, people struggled to remember his name. To be third man then was fine. Together they had done what President John Kennedy had told them in 1961, put a man on the moon by the end of the decade and, implied, before those Russians did. He was at Edwards Air Force Base in California when that challenge came down, testing fighter planes over the Mojave Desert. Though some at Edwards scorned the thought of being locked in a can and fired around the world like ammunition, he burned to get into the astronaut program. He dreamed of circling Earth in 90 neat minutes, like John Glenn. He hungered to explore the realm where his childhood hero, Buck Rogers, had roared around in his space rocket, tackling the Tiger Men from Mars. All he needed was a lot of luck. By his own lights, he was nothing special, though okay if you were looking for a handball game. As a student, he was easily bored, especially when he had to process reams of flight data by hand into reports, or when, during astronaut training, he had to endure mind-numbing lectures on geology. Mathematical calculations destroyed the wonder of things. He would rather read Paradise Lost. By the age of 35, he was ready for the Gemini launch, but just as well it came no sooner. He would now pit his little pink body against the hard vacuum of space, with nothing between them but a thin shell of metal or a pressurized suit. The whole business of going there, each maneuver leading to the next, and each needing to be perfect, was like a long, fragile daisy chain looping from Earth and back. If one link failed, all the rest was useless. Rather than be a weak point, as he worried he might be, he was now rigorously precise. Before Gemini 10, he filled a notebook with 138 potential problems, crossing each off as it was solved. Alone on Columbia during the moon mission, he kept a packet of 18 different rescue plans tied round his neck, some so outlandish that they had never practiced them.